the violets. The garden had been purple with violets, but now they were nearly gone. The magpies sang louder and louder to keep them and to call them back, but soon there was not a violet left in the garden. The birds gathered around the garden trees and sang every day, until one day they saw a little girl in the garden. She was sitting on a chair under a tree. She had a little table before her and a purple ribbon around her hat. She was eating cake with a large golden spoon. At first, the birds were afraid and kept a distance from the girl. A moment later, a magpie sang, and the child looked up. The birds saw how purple her eyes were. They sang out happily and flew around her, thinking that she had brought them news from the violets. But she never looked up again. She just held on her hat with one hand, and with the other went on eating cake. "Ah, beautiful child," a swallow said, "perhaps you do not know what is written in your eyes. So many of us can read the secrets in your eyes."